Uncle Tom's Cabin. In the early 1800s, black people were not free in America. White masters owned them, and they were slaves. Most of the black people used to work on farms. Many masters were unkind to their slaves, but some were kind. Master Shelby was one of them. He was always kind to his workers, but his farm business was going bad. He had borrowed a lot of money from the bank, and he had to sell some slaves to pay his debt. A slave trader named Mr. Haley came to buy his best slave, Tom. He was a terrible man. He treated slaves like animals. "I want to buy Tom because he is a hard worker," said Mr. Haley. "But you want too much money for one slave. I'll pay the money you need if you give me a slave child, too." Master Shelby had to agree. "I hate to do it, but I have to save our farm," he said. "I will give you little Henry with Tom." Eliza was little Henry's mother. She heard them talking from the next room. Her husband, George, had run away to Canada a few days ago. Behind Master Shelby's large house was a small cabin. This was a home for slaves. Eliza picked up her son and ran into the cabin. She had to tell Uncle Tom the terrible news. With tears in her eyes, she said, "Master Shelby sold you and my son. We have to run away." Uncle Tom thought for a moment. "No, I can't run away with you, Eliza," he said. "If I do, my wife Chloe and my children will be in danger. It is better for me to stay." Eliza didn't have time to wait. She picked up Henry and held him tightly. Then they disappeared into the night. Mr. Haley was very angry when he heard that Eliza had run away. He hired a slave catcher to chase Eliza. He knew that runaway slaves went to the Ohio River. Then he went back to the Shelby's farm to get Tom. On the other side of the Ohio River, Eliza saw a man she knew. She was one of Shelby's friends, Mr. Sims. Mr. Sims was a powerful man who hated slavery. He agreed to help Eliza and the little boy to reach Canada. Back at the Shelby's farm, Uncle Tom was at his cabin. He looked lovingly at his sleeping children. There was a knock on the door of the cabin. It was Mrs. Shelby. She was crying. "It's time to go, my dear man," she said. "But I promise to find out where you are. We will get the money and buy you back." Suddenly, Mr. Haley burst into the room. He put Uncle Tom in heavy chains. Then they drove away in a wagon. On the way out of town, he stopped at a store. Tom waited outside in the wagon. Young Johnny Shelby followed them on his horse. He jumped in the wagon and hugged Tom. "I hate slavery, Uncle Tom," he cried. Uncle Tom hugged the boy and said, "Now, Master Johnny, you be good to your mother. God only gives you one mother." "I will, Uncle Tom," promised Johnny. Eliza's husband, George, had escaped from his master, too. His skin was very lightly colored, so he was able to act like a white man. He was coloring his hair to yellow, and he also put on some rich-looking clothes. No one knew he was a runaway slave. George walked into a restaurant. He saw an old friend he was looking for. It was Mr. Wilson. George's old master had sometimes made him work for Wilson. "George, what are you doing here? It's very dangerous for you right now," Mr. Wilson whispered. George showed two guns and a knife to his friend. "No one is going to catch me without a fight," he said. Mr. Wilson took George to a room where they could talk safely. "What about your wife and son?" asked Mr. Wilson. "Where are they?" George's face looked worried. "I heard that they escaped a few days ago," he answered. "It's up to God now." Mr. Wilson pushed some money into George's hand. "Here, take this money," he said. "This is all I have with me." "Thank you," said George. "I promise to repay this money one day." Then Mr. Wilson gave George some advice. "When you get to the other side of the Ohio River, find the Quaker Church. They will help you reach Canada." At the same time, Mr. Sims had brought Eliza and Henry to a family who would also help them. These people were Quakers. This Quaker family was very kind. The father's name was Simeon, and the mother was Rachel. They had five children. A few days later, Simeon said to Eliza that friend David was coming over that night with good news. Eliza was very happy to hear good news, but she didn't know that it was her husband. When Simeon told her that the good news was her husband, Eliza fainted. The last words she heard were, "You may see him tonight." When Eliza woke up, she saw George. He was in her room hugging her. Henry was next to them, still sleeping. Everyone was very happy. Suddenly, David burst into the house. "We need to leave now, quick. The slave catchers are coming," he cried. They quickly got in the wagon and drove very quickly. They could hear the sound of horses following them. David stopped the wagon in front of a cliff. "Quick, get out. Climb up to the top of the cliff," he yelled. They began to climb the cliff, but the slave catchers were behind them. George pulled out his gun and shot the nearest slave catcher. The man fell down the cliff. He was badly injured. "Help me," the man called out to his friends, but all the others rode away on their horses. "We can't leave him to death. We have to help him," said David. "He can't hurt us now." They picked up the injured man and put him in the wagon. They took him to a Quaker home for care. Then David took Eliza's family to the border. It was the border between America and Canada. They were on their way north to freedom. When Eliza and George traveled north, Mr. Haley took Uncle Tom deeper south. For the last part of the trip, they took a boat. On the boat, Tom met a sweet little girl named Ava. She was a beautiful girl and made people smile. Ava liked Uncle Tom very much. She liked him so much that she asked her father to buy Tom. Ava's father was Mr. Clare. He was very rich and he loved his daughter more than anything. So he bought Tom for her. Ava was not a strong girl. She and her father were returning from a trip to get Mr. Clare's cousin, Ophelia. She was going to take care of Ava. Ava's mother was a very sick and unhappy woman. She stayed in bed most of the time. The Clare's house was large and wonderful. It was like a castle from a fairy tale. Tom thanked God for sending him to such a nice place. It was now Ophelia and Tom's job to take care of Ava. She needed a lot of help because she was so weak. As the months passed, Ava and Tom became great friends. Sometimes, Ava and Tom talked about slavery. Ava thought that slavery was good because it brought Tom into her life. Tom wanted to tell his family where he was. He wanted them to know that he was healthy. He asked Mr. Clare to help him. Mr. Clare was happy with Tom because he took good care of his daughter. He helped Tom write a letter to his family. A few months later, a letter came for Tom. It was from Johnny Shelby. It said that Uncle Tom's kids were doing very well. Chloe was working in a bakery and saving money. In 5 years, she would have enough money to buy Tom back. This letter filled Tom's heart with joy and hope. As the months turned to years, Ava got weaker. Soon she had to stay in bed all the time. One day, she called her father to her bedside. "I'm going to see the angels soon," she said. "Promise me you will free Tom after I die. He needs to go home to his family," she said. Mr. Clare could not say no. "Okay, my dear, I promise I will," he said. After a few months, Ava died. Mr. Clare told Tom about his promise to her daughter. "I will set you free in a few days," he said. Tom was very sad because he loved the little girl, Ava, very much. She was like a daughter to her. But he missed his family very much. He thanked Mr. Clare and started to wait for his papers of freedom. But that night was Mr. Clare's last night alive. He was found dead in his room in the morning. Mrs. Clare didn't listen to Tom's any word and sold him to a cruel farmer named Simon Legree. Master Legree's farm was a terrible, dirty place. Tom had to wake up before sunrise. All the slaves had to pick cotton in the fields. They worked under the hot sun all day. Their lives were just too terrible. One morning, Tom noticed an old woman working next to him. She looked very weak. She couldn't pick cotton very well. Legree's men would beat her if she didn't pick enough cotton. Tom put some cotton in her basket. "Don't do that," said the old woman. "They will whip you for that." However, the man in charge of the slaves saw them. He was also a slave named Sambo. He told Master Legree that Tom was helping the old woman. This made Legree angry. He said, "Sambo, take him to the sled and teach him a lesson." Sambo took Tom there and beat him very badly. That night, Tom lay in the shed. He was badly injured. He couldn't move at all. "Please," he cried out, "somebody give me some water." A woman came to the shed with some water. Her name was Cassie. She was kind to Tom. She cleaned his wounds. Cassie told Tom her story. A long time ago, her father was a rich man, but her mother was a slave. When her father died, she was sold as a slave. Later, a young man bought her. They were very happy, but the man's cousin found out he loved a slave. The cousin took Cassie's daughter away from her. Soon, Tom was feeling better enough to work in the fields. But his injuries were not healed completely. The daily work was very hard for him. A few nights later, Cassie came to Tom. "Tom, Legree is sleeping," she said. "Let's take an axe and kill him. Then we can escape." "No," said Tom. "The Bible says it's always wrong to kill. You have to find another way to escape." "You're right," Cassie said. "I'll think of another way." The next day, Cassie told a lie to Legree that she had seen a ghost in his attic. Legree was very afraid of ghosts. Cassie knew he would never go up there now. Later, Cassie took some food and clothes. She put them in her bag and ran away. She planned to let him know about her running away. She ran into the swamp and made sure that he saw her. Legree immediately called Sambo. "That crazy slave Cassie ran away into the swamp. Take the dogs and find her. Just kill her and let the dogs eat her body." They looked around the swamp for 3 days, but they couldn't find Cassie. She was back in the house and was hiding in the attic. She would wait until the men gave up searching. Then she would run away secretly. Legree was angrier than ever before. He went to Tom and shouted, "Tell me where Cassie is hiding." Tom knew where Cassie was, but he would never tell Legree. Legree beat Tom all night for 3 days. Tom lay in the shed for 3 days. That day, a stranger came to Legree's farm. The stranger was a young white man. He asked Legree, "Do you have a slave named Tom?" Legree lied, "No, there's no one here named Tom." Just then, a little slave boy pointed to the shed and said, "Tom is in there." The stranger walked into the shed. Tom looked up and saw the stranger. It was young Johnny Shelby. "Master Johnny," Tom said, "what a fine young man you've grown to be. Now I can die happy." Johnny saw that Tom was hurt badly. "Oh, Tom, you can't die now. I've come to buy you back. We saved enough money, just as I promised years ago." "It's too late for me," Tom said slowly. "The Lord is taking me home with him. Please tell Chloe I'm sorry I couldn't see her. Tell her and my children that I love them. I'm going to meet them in heaven." Tom died. Johnny sat there for a moment, holding Tom. That night, Cassie took a lot of money from Legree's desk. Then she put a white sheet over her body. She ran out of the house. Legree saw but didn't follow her. He was scared because he thought it was a ghost. Cassie went to the nearest town. She bought some fine clothes and an expensive bag. Then she went to a nice hotel. No one thought she was a runaway slave. Cassie saw Johnny in the hotel restaurant. She knew he was a friend of Tom's. When Johnny saw her, he thought she looked like someone he knew, but he couldn't think of who it was. Cassie told Johnny her story. She also told him that she was a runaway slave. Johnny agreed to help her reach freedom in Canada. Johnny thought about Cassie's story. She said she had lost her daughter. He realized who she looked like. "Eliza," he said. "Who is Eliza?" asked Cassie. Johnny explained how Eliza had grown up as his family slave. "You must be her sister." "I must get to Canada," said Cassie. "I must find my family." 2 months later, Cassie was in Canada. A Quaker leader brought her to Eliza's house. Eliza and George had been in Canada for 5 years. Henry was a big boy now, and they had a new daughter. The door opened. Cassie and Eliza saw each other. They hugged and cried. Now they were all together. Johnny traveled back home. Some years earlier, Mr. Shelby had died, so only Mrs. Shelby and Aunt Chloe were waiting for him. "I'm so sorry," said Johnny. "I wanted to bring Uncle Tom back, but he's gone to live in heaven now." Then he turned to the slaves on the farm. "Uncle Tom died for your freedom," he said. "Everybody is free to go. No worker will be a slave in this farm anymore. Uncle Tom has taught me that all men are created equal. We are all brothers and sisters."